This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Wake Up Call. In case you missed it.
All right, you might need to earmuff the kids for this one. Just a heads up. Wide Open Walls is a very cool art installation that kicked off last year. And if you wander around downtown and midtown, you see a bunch of walls that are covered with very cool murals, like the big Johnny Cash one that's over there downtown. Well, yesterday, for about 20 minutes, covering two whole stories of a building at 9th and H, someone painted a giant penis on the side of a building. And it was up there for about 15 to 20 minutes.
And who did this?
Well, come to find out, it was actually one of the artists for Wide Open Walls. And according to some news stories, they were planning to paint the wall anyway with a mural.
Okay.
So the artist decided, you know, I'm just going to paint a giant penis on the side of this wall. Everyone will laugh.
Yeah.
And then we'll paint over it with a mural. Well, but it was up there long enough that people saw it. Of course, a lot of people saw it.
Of course.
It's two stories tall, and a lot of people got pictures of it. You can text the word wall to 733.
We're really going to do that?
Yeah. You can text the word wall to 733-89.
And you're going to send them the picture? I cannot.
By the way, Camby Brown is here.
Camby Brown, our good friend Camby from Good Day Sacramento is here. We figured that we would get an actual legit reporter on this story.
I am dying that people can text and you're going to send them the picture.
We got to give the people what they want, Camby.
Right.
You're literally sending people.
Is it the unblurred
details?
Picture?
Yes.
Well, we left intern Kevin in charge of this, so it could be the unblurred. It could be the blurred. We don't really know at this point. However, this started this big controversy because no one knew that this was done on purpose yesterday.
Well, like by the artist, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, because obviously it was done on purpose. Somebody had to like take scaffolding to get up to it.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's not just like you can like stand on the ground with a roller and paint it.
It is all blurred.
You can text and get the picture, but really, it's not even a good picture.
No, it's...
You're saying that because it looks too cartoonish for you.
I'm not impressed with their artistic skills.
How long did it take him to do it?
Doesn't say.
Because that wasn't easy. And I think that, Camby, you need to respect the fact that it was not easy.
Also, it's art.
I mean.
And you guys. Maybe you just don't have an eye for art. That's what it is.
Listen, I got an eye for D-pics.
Oh, my God. Oh, boy. Okay.
Camby Brown from Good Day Sacramento. Listen, do we know if this artist made any of the other installations that are around the city?
That's a good question.
Well, he's probably not going to be invited back.
Oh, probably not.
Yeah. Well, one of the quotes said that we have truly one of the greatest artists in the world, Axel Voigt, that is blessing us with his appearance in Sacramento.
Okay, you're telling me an artist named Axel Voigt.
Mm-hmm. That's not his
showed
real name.
Up and we're expecting him to not, at least for a little bit, paint a penis on a side of a wall.
I mean, Axel Voigt, Axel Voigt, without knowing anything about him, definitely did that all over his notebook in high school.
Yes.
I mean, I'm looking at
his calling card.
I'm looking at the stuff, though, that he has done in other cities, and it's really cool. So, I mean, if he...
How many of it is male genitalia?
None of it. None. So I'm at the point where I'm going to say that, listen, if Axel Voigt, if he's going to do this for the city, but he wants to put a penis on it first... I'm down.
All right. The cops actually showed up, but they said, hey, there's really nothing we can do about this. No crime has been committed.
That's not a crime?
I want to hang out with him.
Axel Voigt?
Yeah, I want to meet him.
I'll bet he's not fun.
Go out with him.
I mean, there's a picture of him. He doesn't look very fun.
If you want to see a picture of this, text wall to 733-89. Some people even said that they didn't mind it. Someone even said, quote, it's part of the anatomical structure of the human body, nothing to really be offended about. Someone else said, it's just funny.
It is just funny.
But I get why some people would find it offensive.
Now, do we think people would be as outraged if it was boobs?
No.
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I mean, one of the things that he did for real on a wall somewhere is an actual naked woman. So,
oh, okay.
Gavin, you're going to say that this guy isn't fun?
Yes.
He painted a penis on the wall. I think that's fun.
I know, but looking at all the pictures of him, though, it's hard to find one where he's smiling. Like, it's just, he seems like he's a little bit pretentious, and that's fine. He's an artist. But maybe he takes his penis pictures very seriously. Maybe.
But then what he did on the building makes me think don't judge a book by his man bun.
That's a good point.
I'll
say this because she's right. He has a man bun and he doesn't smile. Two things that are red flags, ladies, when dating a guy. So, painting a giant penis on a building like that, it cancels one of the two out.
Right.
One of the two.
And you have to decide which one.
Exactly.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.